The historic Coast Guard cutter Storrs, which spent most of its post-World War II career sailing Alaska waters, is on the auction block. KMXT's Jay Barrett reports.
Alaska's congressional delegation had managed to stave off disposal since its 2007 decommissioning, but the federal government has decided it's time to move on. Heather Handyside is a press secretary for Senator Mark Begich.
It does take a little bit of money to maintain these older historical vessels, and so unfortunately we weren't able to keep it, and it's being auctioned off.
The Storrs was listed last week on the auction side of the General Services Administration. The opening bid, which did not meet the reserve price, was $60,000. Joe Geldhoff, the secretary for the Storrs Museum in Juneau, said it appeared the GSA was not willing to wait any longer for Congress to give away the ship.
Well, a number of us around the country and throughout Alaska were surprised with the General Services Administration's acts in putting it up for auction. We were on a track for the Congress to dispose of the Storrs by giving it to the museum, and we were frustrated, as many people are in dealing with Congress, by various maneuvering and stuff. But, you know, this caught a lot of people by surprise, the GSA play.
Geldof said the Storrs Museum Group was hoping to bring the ship back to Juneau, where it was stationed in the 1940s and 50s, and use it for training young mariners as well as a museum.
What we had hoped when we heard about this not too long ago, that we would be able to obtain the vessel for training purposes through the Sea Cadets program run by the Navy League of the United States. And the General Services Administration wasn't willing to work with us, and they just wanted to put it out to bid. And, you know, there's conflicting views, apparently, within the General Services Administration, whether it's in California or Atlanta, where this seems to be being run from. But, you know, if I sound confused, it's because all of us are a little bit.
Geldof says the next move will hopefully save the Storrs from the scrapyard, but it might mean the ship won't be retired in Alaska.
Frankly, we are scrambling at this point to preserve a ship that was enormously important to Alaska's maritime history and to the maritime history of the United States.
The Storrs spent about 10 years stationed in Juneau and another 50 in Kodiak. It spent much of its time patrolling the North Pacific and the Bering Sea. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.